This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
If it ain't fun, I can't say it. There it is. I mean, it's got to be fun.
That's percussionist Bill Summers, watching his tongue while talking about the musical philosophy of his band, The Headhunters. The iconic jazz fusion group was founded by Herbie Hancock in 1973, but he left after a couple of years. It was Summers and drummer Mike Clark who kept them together. In this 2022 visit to the KNKX studios, the Headhunters were about to release their 10th album, Speakers in the House. That's Stopwatch from that 2022 session. The Headhunters were pioneers of jazz fusion, combining energetic improvisation with the popular funk and rock rhythms of the early 1970s. Summers said the current band isn't a copy of the original group, but the concept is the same. Let great musicians take chances.
The philosophy is go to destinations unknown. Jump into the abyss, into the black hole. That's what we do.
Today's Headhunters include drummer Mike Clark, who joined the band in 1974. Now, Clark and Summers are playing complex rhythms, though the groove sure makes them easy to dance to. Clark joked a bit about how important these rhythms are to all of us here on planet Earth.
If there was no rhythm, then all of life would be one long note. You know, it would just be this legato. thank God there's rhythm.
That's Actual Proof from the Headhunters at KNKX. A native of Detroit, Summers is living in New Orleans now, and that's where he found the rest of his new Headhunters. Pianist Kyle Roussel, bassist Chris Severin, and the legendary saxophonist Donald Harrison. They all grew up big fans of the Headhunters, as Harrison said everybody should.
If you like jam band, you like the Headhunters. If you like straight ahead, you like the Headhunters. If you like classical music, you like the Headhunters. Because everything is all mixed up together into a gumbo for you to eat. And it tastes good.
Now, Bill Summers explained that Hancock formed the Headhunters as a response to his early 70s group, Mwandishi. It was a great band whose challenging free improvisation style resulted in disappointing record sales.
His manager, who was saying, Herbie, I think you better play something funky so we can pay the bills. But he took it to another level.
That's Watermelon Man, the Herbie Hancock classic updated by the Headhunters in our Seattle studios in 2022. For Summers' part, he helped the Headhunters develop their trademark sound with colorful, creative playing, like his use of the Central African singing bottle-playing technique called Hindawoo.
To bring these things back, like in Watermelon Man, to bring the Hindawoo into the picture, to bring that culture into the picture, it broadens the scope.
The Headhunters, broadening the scope of music for more than 50 years. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.